This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. And once again, a reminder, do remember Mufti Saab's Q&A is on Monday nights as well from 8 to 10. And in the mornings, tomorrow morning, Mufti Saab's Q&A is going to be from approximately 4:57, if I'm correct, Mufti Saab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gee, inshallah, Adhan from tomorrow will go at 4:50, 10 minutes before 5, and then 4:56, 4:57, around there we will start, inshallah, Aziz, from tomorrow, for the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Saab, is it authentic that if you read Surah Ikhlas 3 times, you get the reward of reading the entire Qur'an Kareem?
Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith, you open Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations, innaha la ta'adilu thuluth al-Quran, that you receive the reward of reading 10 paras, 10 Jews, one third of the noble Quran. But nowhere in the Quran Sharif or Sunnah Mubarakah is said that if you read it 3 times, then you will receive the reward of, you know, the entire Quran. That is what we call ijtihad. One is nas, nas noon swad. Nas means that is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and or in the Sunnah Mubarakah and so forth. And one is ijtihad. So what you derive from the Quran Sharif, what you derive and you extract from the Sunnah Mubarakah. So therefore Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and them are called mujtahids, that they would derive and extract all this. So from there we derive it, that yes, I myself, when I was reading there by the graveyard, I read Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times. So we will not say to recite it 3 times is sunnah, but we will say it's mustahab and good and so forth. But we can't say that it's authentic hadith to say that. Our Hafiz Qari Yusuf Nurbai Rahimahullah, wonderful, one of the great reciters of Noble Quran in South Africa. Every Friday he used to complete the Quran Sharif, a lover of the noble Quran. How many students he has, Allah Ta'ala bless him and Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He used to phone me, contact me, sometimes speak Arabic, Urdu, English. He had a style, you know, Hafizab, mashallah. So one day he was crying, so I asked him, Hafizab, what happened now that, you know, you're looking and sounding so sad? He said, you know, I'm a read and I'm sick and so forth, and this week I can't read my Quran. So I told him, see, Hafizab, Qari Sahab, I still always call him Qari Sahab. Qari Sahab, you do this. You read Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112, read it 3 times. Allah Ta'ala knows you sick. Laysa ala al-a'ma haraj, wala ala al-marid haraj. So there's no sick, a sin on you or anything. Read it, and inshallah, Allah will reward you the reward of the entire Quran Sharif. He was very happy with that answer. So you see cases like that, and then you put place the hadith. Qala al-Nabiyyu al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu jalla wa ala habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla wa ala states, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, ana akunu ala dhanni abdi bi. You find different hadith. The meaning is the same, basically. Open Bukhari, Muslim, various compilations, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. I will treat my servant as he thinks of me. So we must have firm conviction that Allah will accept my du'as. I'll tell you one Ajib story, two Ajib stories. So inshallah, about the Quran Sharif. So you must remember that when you read this, then you must have conviction. You heard of the Waliyullah Fudail bin Ayaz? Fudail bin Ayaz was the sage of the age, Waliyullah. But his starting of his life, you must remember, he was a little bit zigzag, you know. So he fell in love with a lady, like, you know. So he was now scaling the wall, jumping the wall to go and meet her and, you know, talk to her, and because he really was infatuated and he loved her. Nearby, one sheikh was reading the Quran Sharif, and he was reading loud. Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an taqsha qulubuhum li-dhikrillah What has the time not come? That you must fear Almighty Allah, you must have the humility for Almighty Allah, meaning you must start practicing on Islam. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. So, this ayat, an arrow in his heart straight. He left the lady, he did everything and cut off ties with her. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَوَّذَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ. When you leave something haram, Allah will give you something better. Allah gave him knowledge, Allah gave him taqwa, Allah gave him piety, everything. Now he became the big sheikh, the waliullah, the buzruk. So he make imamat. When he make imamat, then he looks right, he looks left. One, to see if the sufuf, the rows are straight. One, he looks right, left, to see if his son is there. If his son is there, then he makes imamat and he reads the verses of Allah's mercy, Allah's mercy. When you are pious, Allah will give you pious children also. He wouldn't read ayats of adab when his son was there. So somebody noticed that, and they asked him that we're observing you. He says, when I read any ayat of adab, then my son, he will fall unconscious. He loves, you know, Allah so much, and it has such an impact on him. So one day he made imamat, you must remember who? Hazrat Fudail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, remember. And if he didn't see properly, his son was there, but he thought he's not there. And whilst reading, he read the ayats of adab, the verses pertaining to punishment. And his son collapsed and he passed away. His son collapsed and he passed away. So you know what name they gave him? Qatilul Quran. The one who passed away because of listening to the Quran. Shaheed he became because of love for Quran. See? So sometimes our hearts become so hard and harsh. The Quran don't have impact on us. But when you read Quran, then so many places you will cry and cry. Allah is speaking to us. See? One incident. Second incident. This happened in the Arab country. This person, you know, the prognosis. I learned this word from the doctors. They also take a lot of chances, you know. Not all of them, but some of them. So one day one doctor told me, he said, you better be here this evening. I said, what's up? He said, there is a janaza. I said, how you know? He said, the lady is very sick. Our prognosis, 3 hours, 6 hours, she'll be gone. So I said, no, I'll be around. She's still living and that and so. Anyway, cut long story short now. So you must remember this. So people, they told this guy, this person, this Arab brother, that our prognosis is 2 weeks. And then you'll be one taqala ila rahmatillah. He was suffering from cancer and saratan and all these type of things. He said, if I got 2 weeks left to live, let me read the Quran Sharif abundantly, profusely, and so forth and so on. Oh, you students, oh, people who read Quran, go to Quran now and go read this verse there and see. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. And they ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the mountains. فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. So Allah Ta'ala will crush it to smotherings and remove it to pieces and so forth. So that, now he's reading. So he says, Ya Allah, my cancer, and compared to the mountains of the world, is so small and so little, but Ya Allah, so if you remove that, Ya Allah, why you don't remove my cancer? And so forth. And he's crying and begging and pleading with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So all this happened. So then he went now, because now is his last checkup according to the doctor, and he's going to die and so forth. That's what the doctor told him. So remember that when the doctor checked him up, the doctor said, final checkup for you. Everything disappeared. So he asked him, what you did? Which doctor you went to? Which specialist? He said, I went to Allah Jalla Wala's Kalam. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. And he read the verse that they asked you, Ya Rasulallah, about the mountains. فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاءً صَفْصَفًا. And Allah Ta'ala will leave it pure. There'll be nothing there. Where the mountain was, Mount Kilimanjaro, Everest, or Table, nothing. So he saw, that doctor fell on his back, he got the shock of his life. Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 105, 106. So that is Quran. The greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So me and you, we will believe in this doctor. I'm not saying for a moment. People, sometime you must construe. Nobody says don't go to doctor, and go to doctor, don't go to which doctor? That's a haram. So go to doctor, don't go to a quack. Go to a doctor and it's fine. But the greatest shifa is from Allah Himself. Remember that. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. The Quran Sharif itself is shifa. So we must know these type of things, and then we can share it with others as well.
Mufti Sahib, if one has missed two rakats of either Dhuhr, Asr or Isha, how do you complete your salah?
Remember, the person is called masbuk. When you are a latecomer and now you're reading salat with the imam in jamaat and so forth. So now I went for Zohar salat. I was there early, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So then before the program, so 1 o'clock jamaat, then I come have lunch and then we start the program, alhamdulillah. So let's say, for example, I miss one rakat. So when the imam makes salam, so you don't make salam, you stand up after the salam, after the first salam or second salam. Better after the second, but permissible after the first one when you know the imam made the starting the second salam. And then you read subhanakallahumma bihamdika, you read surah Fatiha, you read a surah. So for your qiraat purposes, that is your first rakat. That is the Hanafi school. And the Shafis and them say, if you miss one rakat, that is your last rakat. So you just read Surah Fatiha. So that is the academic discussion. So same thing, you miss two rakats and so forth. You just work on that principle.
Mufti Sahib, if you perform Umrah, does it mean that now Hajj will become fard upon you?
No, there's no such thing like that. In the olden days, people used to say, today you got quota, today you got all these visa stories, today you must remember that you speak one word there, they lock you up and so forth against the Kuffar regime there. So anyway, remember, every person you want to go for Umrah, I give you three advices. Advice number one, daily read Surah 2, verse 128, Salatul Hajat, and read this in Sajda if you know the dua, otherwise by heart it, memorize it, or look inside the Quran Sharif and read Surah chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, and then Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Medina will come in obviously. And forgive us, Ya Allah, innaka anta tawwabu rahim. Indeed, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. Surah 2, verse 128. Second one, when you go there, then go to Medina first. This is my advice. And then from there, you make Makkah and then Jeddah and you come out. And then you go Makkah first, also permissible, but then you must wear ihram and all that. You can't wear ihram in Jeddah. Third one, spend your time correctly. And don't mingle with South Africans, and they just waste your time, majority of them. So spend your time correctly, and don't get involved in any political discussion. They have plain clothes, policemen, they got their intelligence and all that. You'll get one guy who will just start something, and then you have big problems. One South African is lying there in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, 9 years or something. So also another funny case that is. So they don't worry, you know, that it's not South Africa. That you make appeal, all that, you will die or the judge will die, you know. So that is not like that there. So they got their own ideas. So that is my advice to all of you. But there's no such thing that Hajj will become compulsory upon you and so forth. Nowadays we encourage people, go for Umrah, and cry to Allah, Allah take you. I make shukr every day, Ya Allah, we went for Hajj, we went for Umrah. Nowadays you look at what's happening today. One chap was in school with me, primary school. He sends me a message. He says things are gone so bad here, so bad. And you can see the man is so upset. And he says, I'm in Medina Munawwara. And you know, he's got iman, you see. He's got feeling. He's got love for the Haramain. And what's going on there? Anybody does wrong, you can't tell anybody anything. They lock you up. That is what's happening there. So Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the whole world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, is there a sin if one does not attend the funeral of a close relative?
No problem. Therefore, in Islam, you must remember that Salatul Janazah, the funeral prayer, is farz kifaya. Whoever can make it, you make it. How many times our friends, our family members pass away, we don't go. There's circumstances and so forth and so on. But this are real close family, and I know the family wanted I must be there. So therefore, we made sure and we went and we came back and so forth and so on. But many times we don't go. And then when you reach there after 3 days, 10 days, 1 month, whenever, then go and offer condolences, sympathize with the family. If her husband passed away, so behind the parda or what have you, so you speak to her and her son is there or her brother is there also. Man azza thakla kusiya burdan fil jannah. In Islam we have that. If you attend the janazah, very good. You can't make it, so go and sympathize and offer your condolences. Look at this hadith sharif in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you go and sympathize and offer condolences to the widow, you, the person who went there, tomorrow on the day of justice, you'll be given a shawl to where you showed you have empathy and sympathy for people who lost someone who's near and dear to them. So therefore, that is part of our Islamic ethos, our Islamic teaching and preaching.
Mufti Sahib, once a girl gets married, does her father-in-law become her mahram?
Yes, 100%. Quran says so. I give you both ways. You must remember that now I'm married, right? So to my wife. So my father becomes her mahram forever. You must remember that. I die and my father is still alive. She's still alive. So he still remains a mahram. And so wa ummahatu nisaikum. So it means that you, the son-in-law, you are the mahram forever for your mother-in-law. Quran says that, right? Forever. But it don't mean that now mother-in-law and son-in-law alone in the house and there's fear for hanky-panky business and you start now, you know, hugging your mother-in-law. Something else also might happen then. So all that is haram, brother. So therefore, we're giving you the original masla that you, the son-in-law, I took my mother-in-law for Hajj. So remember, my wife was with, but remember, it's permissible, there's no problem with that. So that's one. Second one is that way we spoke of son-in-law, mother-in-law. Now we are speaking about daughter-in-law and father-in-law. So that also is mentioned in the Noble Quran, where Almighty Allah addresses the ladies and the women. So remember, therefore, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. I read for you. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 31. So where Almighty Allah commands the ladies, you must lower your gaze, you must protect your private part, and you must not expose your beauty. But who you can expose your beauty to? Wala yubdina zinatahun. You are not allowed to expose your beauty. Illa libu'ulatihinna, your husbands. Husband, wife, there's no parda. Or aba'ihinna, or your biological father. It don't mean that you walk with a mini skirt in front of your father. It means from above the breast to below the knees, that portion must be covered. But below the knees is exposed. Your arms and that is exposed. Your hair is exposed or permissible. We don't think it's desirable, but permissible. Next one. Oh, aba ibu'ulatihinna, or the husband's father. What we call father-in-law. So there Quran has it, Surah 24 and verse 31. These are all your mahram. And go see the verse, you will find the list there. But if there's fear for hanky-panky business, then remember it's haram and not permissible.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib for this afternoon's Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, we have, it's time for the nasiha.
Barakallah, Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Wadi, to you. Let me give you all the programs first, inshallah, that's coming up. So 4 o'clock will be news with Brother Uwaisi, inshallah, and he's going to get married very soon, inshallah. He's reading Rabbana Hablana Min Azwajina Wa Dhurriyatina one way, inshallah. Then my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and then the Asr Adhan. Then at around 4:10 or so, Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi with the Urdu lecture, so till 5. And then do not look down and look people with contempt. That is more Dawood Siddat at 5 o'clock to 6. 6 to 7, very interesting program. Fikmoor Zahid Khan and myself, we discuss Mahar. Mahar is the marital gift that you give your wife on the occasion of Nikah. 7 to 8 will be Naat Kirat, and that is Brother Suleiman Esop, the repeat of it. 8 to 9 will be a Urdu lecture by Sheikh Hanif. And remember, his lecture is Zaban or Mal Ka Wabal. So when we abuse our tongue, we abuse our wealth, then the calamities and harm we bring. Very interesting, 8 to 9. Then after that, 9 o'clock Isha Adhan, and then the discussion with Mawlana Arafat and Mawlana Salim Karim, this is a repeat. And then at 10 o'clock, inshallah, Mawlana Suleiman Qattani, what Almighty Allah has given us the time, use the leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. 11 o'clock, Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, the repeat of his program. So you got the programs from now, right till midnight, inshallah. We must thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group and team there. Allah reward them. And then my brother Muhammad Khan here in Lanesia, all the trustees of Radio Lansar International and of Sirius FM, my brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, Allah Jalla Wala reward you fi dunya wal akhirah in both the worlds. And then Hafiz Muhsin Randeri and Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafizahullah, Maulana Abdul Aziz Amod, the Dei brothers. I see Phoenix Cash and Carry yesterday, I passed there, I saw it is functioning now. It is Pingo Beach. So mashallah, well done to you brothers there, Ahmed Day and Ibrahim Day and Aslam Day, lot of day there. So mashallah, Allah give them more day. So mashallah, and all the other brothers and sisters who are helping us out, Hafiz Muhsin Randeri and his team there, mashallah family, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. The next one, I want to address this issue. We already told you tomorrow Adhan will go in the morning, Fajr time, 10 to 5, then 5 to 5, or just 3 minutes to 5, or 4 minutes to 5, I will commence from tomorrow onwards, inshallah. And then my brother Potobella, who's here, so the podcast will be 4 parts, right? 4 parts. And he made another podcast for the du'as, you know, people want. So I'll be sending that also out. Your parents are alive, which du'a you should read. Your parents have passed away as Muslims, so which du'a you should read. So he made a podcast of that. Allah Ta'ala reward him, mashallah. So we will send all that out. My real message I want to give you now is this. Take this queen, she died, right? Tomorrow is the funeral. The media will make a big you and cry and all that. I want to explain to you from an Islamic perspective. Remember, is not permissible for us as Muslims to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un for non-Muslims. So that is a dua, and dua is not permissible for non-Muslims. Dua means supplication. So when non-Muslims die, so we must be clear on that. Surah chapter 9 verse 84. Second one, to use the word RIP, rest in peace, not permissible. Rest in punishment, yeah. So that, but you can't be using these words and taking that. So that's not permissible. Because Quran has made it clear, once they are sane and mature, and they pass away, Kufar, Surah chapter 33, verses 64, 65, you go and read it and see. Surah 4, verse number 145, people might have Muslim names, but you must remember, in the heart, they don't have any iman. It's just lip service. Like how these people, now they go in front of the queen's coffin and make sajda. So 100% out of the fall of Islam and so forth. So these are people, if they make tawbah, it's a different thing. But they're politicians, end of the day, you know. They're more interested in pleasing people than Almighty Allah. So for the hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam, but the hearts are divided, void of iman and so forth. So chapter 4 verse 145, innal munafiqina fi dharkil asfali minan nar, the lowest layer of Jahannam. And shirk, remember, people ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 72. So there Almighty Allah is teaching us, innahu may yushrik billah, any person who commits shirk and he ascribes somebody something to Almighty Allah, faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah, jannah has become haram, paradise is haram, wa ma'wahu an-nar, and the resting place forever is Jahannam. Chapter 5, verse number 72. So that are the lessons we must learn. Yes, non-Muslim dies and so forth. Now the prayers are finished, the body is gone and so forth. They're your neighbor. You want to go and offer condolences. You want to sympathize. So that Islam allows. But we go to the cemetery. We are part of the memorial service. We are there and we are going with them, filing past their coffin. All this absolutely haram. Islam is for all times, all places and all circumstances. So you in Britain, you must be, and you ulama, teach your children and everybody there, all the small children praying for the king and saying the queen is going to heaven and all that. From such a young tender age, remember you already sending them to Jahannam and hellfire. So we must be clear. Nah, I'll end off today's program with a statement of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, Amirul Mu'mineen, in the year 637, when he entered Palestine, Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis. And when the Sahaba Tabi'een were there and they said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he delivered a sermon, one part of the sermon, an extract of it, Nahnu qawmun azzana Allah bil Islam, we are a people Allah gave us honor because of Islam. So we didn't give Islam honor, Islam gave us honor. وَمَهْمَّا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. Go and look and search for any other ism, then you will be humiliated and disgraced. So remember, you can be member of parliament, you can be prime minister, you can be minister, and you do all these funny things, you make sajda and that, you're out of the fold of Islam. So that is the verdict. There are no two opinions on that issue. Unless there is another bootlicker, then he's getting something out of it. So we must always know. And non-Muslims, once they die, we cannot pray for them. Yes, whilst they're alive, then we pray for them. So may Almighty Allah give them Islam and Hidayat and so forth. Next up, we got our brother Uwais. He's ready to fire up with the news, inshallah. So you listen to his news and make dua for us and the entire ummah. My brother Tobela will send me the podcast with the, and then a separate podcast for the supplications for our parents. So in that, inshallah, that before 5 o'clock, quarter past 5, we will try and send it out, inshallah Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib, as well as to you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sirius FM and Radio Al Ansar, and the directors and the sound engineers. Until next time, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummiyi fi amani lam assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.